You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Seems we're off. You're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080, the hottest spot north of Milwaukee. At the club,
yeah, 1080. Loophole.
Passion, you have a lot of players.
Bro,
Coolio has died.
Yeah.
Did you read that?
I just saw this. Someone texted in. I was like, oh, 59 years old.
Yeah, only 59. Gangsta's Paradise.
Probably a heavy 59.
Yeah, I bet you Coolio saw some stuff. What was it? And then what was the other one? The first one. Fantastic Ride. Slide. Slippity
Slide. Fantastic Voyage.
Oh, Fantastic Voyage. Yeah. Yeah.
I was a big 1, 2, 3, 4. Get your woman on the floor. Gotta get up to get down.
I always liked him because of his name. Like, for me, he was the first one. It's like, oh, you can have a name like that? Like, I guess Snoop Dogg was out there, but I don't know. Coolio is like, wow. Like, I feel like Coolio ushered in the start of wild rap names. Am I wrong about that?
I don't know.
I probably am.
Yeah,
but
I don't
to
know.
Me, that's what happened.
I find, like, is Coolio
because done... his name was Coolio, and he had the cool hair, and he had Gangster's Paradise. That's all I knew about
him. And he hasn't done anything in, like, 30 years.
Who cares? If you did Gangster's Paradise, you can check out too.
Said that he was hanging out with some friends and he went to the can and then he didn't come out after a while. And, you know, how long would a friend, like, you're hanging out with some buddies and Cy's like, hey man, I gotta use the can. How long before you go check on Cy? 30?
Well, okay, so there would be the point where you realize he's not back yet.
Sure.
And you're like, that's weird. So from that...
Ooh, I'd hate to be that bathroom.
Yeah, right.
That's
right?
What you're instantly thinking.
He must be
having... Oh, dude, problem. I got a buddy who's got terrible intestines. I'd leave him in there for hours.
I don't think anyone would come looking for me for at least... I'm saying bare minimum before someone came and looked for me, hour and a half.
Really?
Yeah.
I was going to go 45 minutes.
I think someone maybe at the third... This is how it goes. If I'm hanging out... And I disappear for a half hour. I think it's going to be one of these. Oh, my God. Like, what did he get into? And then I think at the 45-minute mark, there'd be like a Jesus, really? And then about an hour, someone would be like, hey, should we go look for him? And then I'm saying in an hour and a half, I bet you I get a text. And then when I don't respond, 15 minutes later, I believe someone comes and knocks on the door.
Hey, man, you all right in there?
So, yes, I guess they were hanging out. He goes to the can. And then he didn't come out after a while. The friend kept calling for him and eventually went in and found him laying on the floor.
Wow.
Called the EMTs, arrived, and pronounced him dead on the scene.
What happened?
Well, I'm guessing he went to the bathroom not to use the porcelain John, but...
You're thinking druggies?
The back of the porcelain John, maybe?
Yeah, I think that's where it goes.
What if he had a heart attack?
Well, again, I
yeah, he probably had a heart
probably
attack.
Had a heart attack. But
oh, but you're saying it's drug-induced?
Have you seen Coolio lately?
No.
He doesn't look so good.
Really?
Yeah. He's,
why? What do you mean?
Well, he just—he looks like he's in rough shape. He's been in
is
rough.
He fat?
Well, yeah, he's fat, and he just looks like life has been.
Oh wow.
That life is. Yeah. See what I mean?
I do.
Yeah. So again, 59 years
but
old.
He still has the hair.
Still has the hair. You're pretty young at 59.
Or at least he did.
You look like that, and you disappeared into the bathroom, and then they found you dead on the floor. Are we not gonna say that? I'm not. Odds on favorite here. he had a dusty problem. That's going to be my guess.
And if you're Coolio, you know, you check out at 59.
It's a good 59.
Yeah, is he probably like, yeah, all right.
Sure.
You know, it's probably too soon. I don't know his family situation or whatever. 59 is too soon for anybody.
59 is very young.
But at the same time, do you check in with Coolio now, Heaven Coolio or Ghost Coolio, and go, hey, Coolio, you know, how you doing? Is he going to be like, yeah, you know what, I'm all right. That was a good run.
Look.
I did Gangster's Paradise. What more do you want from me?
I'll say this. I'm trying to think of like, let's go with, it's got to be a middle ground. Okay, I'll give you a high school principal, right? Omaha, Nebraska. You're a high school principal and you live in Omaha, Nebraska, and you're married to Gertie. You've been married for 42 years.
Take me now.
You know, but I'll give you 78 years old, which I think is the average life expectancy. 78 of Jim Cramer, Omaha middle school principal, or I give you
Coolio.
What is it? Did you say 59?
Yeah, not even
59 years of Coolio.
Not even a debate.
Right?
I'm taking Coolio.
Those are good. That's 59 good years.
Yeah, unless Jim at some point was a rap star.
Yeah,
but I don't think he was.
Exactly. I'm sure that the last handful of years weren't the best, but I'll bet you he had 12 years in the middle of that trumped like 30 years of anything that Jim was doing in Omaha.
Well, and it always helps your legacy too when you go. Before we see you as an old.
That's true.
Like, we never get to see old Prince.
No.
You know, that's good for his legacy.
Well, you say that about, like, Nirvana and Hendrix and all those guys.
Did you see there's a
Although
video?
27's way too
Oh,
young.
That's way too young.
I'll take Omaha over Cobain. 27?
So Principal Jim in Omaha,
yeah.
78.
Yeah.
Or Jimi Hendrix, 27.
I'm taking.
You're taking Principal Jim.
Yeah, 27's too.
Yeah, you haven't even started.
No,
life.
No, and I'm sure you got to see some cool stuff, but you only got 6 years of full, like Jimi Hendrix.
But it's really cool.
It's
stuff.
Really cool, but 27.
Did you see they had a video? I saw this on internet the other day.
Mm-hmm.
They have a video. There's a news clip from Minnesota, from Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Where they went in their archives of their news stories.
Sure.
And they found an interview with a little kid. And after massive quantities of research.
Which I like turtles kid or something.
It was Prince.
You're right the hell out of town.
And they said there's a Prince, and they interviewed a Prince historian who said, yes, there is a Prince historian.
Hmm.
Who said that there is almost zero footage or much known about him at that age.
Yeah.
But they did figure out that it was him. They were interviewing him about a teacher strike or something. He was just a kid that happened to be there.
It's little Prince?
And it was freaking Prince.
I don't even know what Prince's real name was.
Well, they called him what did they call him? I just watched this.
You think Prince was like all flamboyant and showy when he was like 8 years old too?
In this video, he was not. He just looked just normal.
He's like a little Cat Williams running around out there,
sliding around.
He's wearing some chaps and some
pimp
boots.
Pimp in distress.
Prince Rogers Nelson was his name. His name was Prince.
It was Prince.
He was
Prince
named after his dad's. I think it was like his dad's band or something. Seriously, his dad was an artiste.
I didn't know that his actual name was Prince.
Yeah, but they called him like Scooby or something. That was his nickname in Minneapolis.
Well, it's probably weird to be a kid in the 70s or 60s named Prince.
I don't remember what they called him, but they kept going to all these people who were like, hey, they were like, hey, can you tell me who this kid is? And they're like, oh my God, it's Scooby! I missed that MFA.
That whole thing just fascinates me.
It's pretty cool. If you want to see the clips on YouTube, it's actually worth a watch because it is Little Prince, and it's really fascinating to he just did it. Aaron Judge
did the oh, it didn't go into the stands.
It didn't.
The Jays pen got it.
He's gonna get the ball back.
Oh, now did someone drop it? It looked like someone may have got a hand on that.
Sorry, I didn't mean to just yell that. But
that's okay.
That's all right.
Aaron Judge, number 61.
61.
He's tied Roger Maris.
And the crowd goes wild. The Blue Jay crowd goes freaking nuts. But it ended up in the Blue Jays' pen. Now, if you're one of the
left fielder was picking it up.
You think you know, you're like, hey, Judge, what's it worth to you?
I didn't see the ball.
I think there may have been a fan that got a hand on it and couldn't reel it in. And if so, shame and scorn upon that man.
Yeah, let's see the replay here.
I know.
The crowd isn't really, they're like, sort of clapping.
They're standing up. And if you're a judge, you've got to just let out a big old sigh of relief. Because you know that dude was pressing every single time he went up.
Watch him hit like three tomorrow.
Well, after 62, it's irrelevant, right? Like once you get to 62, you're not catching McGuire. You're not catching Bonds. So once you get to 62, you've got the AL record. Some people think you have the legitimate real record. After that, you can probably sit down for a couple games and just get ready for the playoffs. Because you've already clinched. There's really nothing else to do if you're Aaron or Judge. Does it matter? Does anyone going to care that you ended up with 64 as opposed to 62?
Wow. They called him Skipper. That's what it was.
Prince was Skipper?
They called him Skipper, yeah.
I like Prince more.
Yeah. And anyway, they interview him about this teacher strike. And he's got the Prince swagger.
That's what I was saying. I was like, at that age.
He kind of, just looked like a normal kid, but he had that. He was confident in what he was saying.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
Well, I got to believe that at some point, if you're talking about like the all-time great, like some of the great showmen of all time, talking about James Brown, Prince, Michael Jackson.
Yeah, it's just in there.
Yeah, you can't tell me that kid's like 6 or 7 years old and isn't prancing around. Like,
shy.
Yeah, I don't buy that. I don't think Joe Jackson may have beat it out of Michael. He was like, you will not be shy, but I think you're just a natural performer.
By the way, I got to say something about Aaron Judge real quick.
Yeah, what do you got? They still haven't showed the damn replay, by the way.
No, they aren't showing
what
it.
What are they doing?
Well, it's the Toronto feed.
We can't get a single replay?
Who's the pitcher? Who's that guy?
I don't know.
Some guy named Mazda?
Oh.
Not going to work here anymore.
Mazda Miata is on the mound?
Aaron Judge, so oftentimes when people get their teeth done with veneers.
Sure.
Like he has done.
Oh, yeah.
It's shockingly... Oh, here it is right here. If you want to see the replay.
I just want to see if...
Line drive.
Yeah, it's not like a booming shot or anything.
And he's kind of begging for it to get up. He's watching it like, go, get up.
Get it. Go, go.
And here's the aerial.
Yeah, I just want to see if anyone had a shot at this.
Oh, dude. Oh! There's a Blue Jay guy that had his... Oh, he looked like he got his glove on it.
That's what I'm saying. I look like someone...
That guy's standing there going, oh my God, can you believe I have $3 million in my hand right now?
Oh, he just tossed it to some guy.
Yeah.
Or I'm not some guy. Well, I'm sure somebody in the clubhouse.
Yeah, the Blue Jay guy was the reliever that ended up with the ball was very dismissive about it. He's
like well,
yeah,
here it is.
I mean, it was a 3-3 ball game, and now it's 4-3.
Oh, it's 5-3. Now.
5-3.
I think that dude almost got it. Leaned over the railing and damn near had it.
Some guy in a Dante Bichette Blue Jays jersey. Look at him. He's so disgusted. He's got his forehead. He's got his hand on his forehead.
That is $1 million.
Yeah.
He's probably in a Beau Bichette jersey. I like the throwback to Dante.
I guess that's right. My bad. I'm sorry. I'm 47 years old.
If I saw Biggio, I would have said Craig Biggio. Don't worry about it.
Right. Yeah, boy, he almost got that thing.
Could you ever imagine you're that like that? You are that close to $1 million, and all you got to do is just you got to catch that ball. You want to talk about Aaron Judge having a pucker factor? Imagine being that guy when you realize, and it was probably about halfway towards you when you realized, oh my God, it's here it comes.
And by the way, that's the only guy with a shot at it,
and he's got a glove too.
Yeah, and he's got his glove, and he's the only one that could have caught that ball, yes. And he damn near did. By the way, if they keep showing Judge's parents, and if you're wondering, he is adopted.
Yes.
And so those are not his biological parents, because you look at him and go,
Yeah, they're two very small white people.
Well, the dad looks pretty tall, but yeah, Judge is a huge dude. Yeah. But what I was going to say about his teeth, he got the veneers.
Yeah, he got the Channel 6 News veneers.
That really helped him. Like, most of the time when you see that on guys, it's a little alarming.
Yeah.
Like,
look at Frankie Lindor. His nickname is Mr. Smile.
Is he? I haven't seen
that. That's him. How good his ours. His ours.
By the way, Aaron Judge just home runned.
He did.
Patrick.
He finally home runned
to 61.
But I don't know. I just sometimes I see him and I go, it's a little too much. Like it pops too much. Like Sal Powell.
Yeah.
Got that. And you look at it and go, oh, dear. Yeah. Well,
that's why I said the
channel. But with Judge, I think that's the first time I've looked at someone and with the veneers.
It works.
And it's like, wow, that was really a smart move.
That's why I was calling the Channel 6 veneers, because it's usually on someone on the news. And then, like, all of a sudden, you're like, I'm Chet, you betcha, with the news. And then they open their mouth. You're like, ah.
Yeah.
You're like, holy, Tiger's got some of those? Tiger's got some big old pearly whites.
But his aren't veneers. Those are just his chiclets.
No way.
No, those are his teeth.
He's always looked like that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. That's his teeth. Go look at his teeth. He's got,
I assumed,
talked about this before.
I assumed that those were,
No, those are not fake.
Really?
No, those are his big old jumpers.
No, I just kind of assumed.
He's got the one that's miscolored, like the one front tooth that's miscolored. We've talked about this before.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I stand, you know what? I stand corrected.
And those are ginormous. I mean, like, those are as big as my
Well, that's kind of why, that's why I assume, because, like, when you do the veneers, it's, you know, a lot of times you got to put them over the, you put them over the little nubs so they can be very.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. They put those just, is that just like a fake tooth? They just put it over your
mouth? No, grind down your teeth to like a nub.
Yeah. And then they just.
And then they stick it up. They stick it. I think they do more than tape.
Scotch
yeah.
tape on there.
And we were talking about this once, but my, I have a, my dentist is a good buddy of mine. And he does say that that is the divorce special. Like when you're single after a while, you go get the fake teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do the
intrigued by it.
The mommy daddy makeover.
Yeah.
You don't want to do it if you don't really have to because it's a very invasive, and once you do it
you kill your own teeth.
You kill your own teeth. Yeah.
I don't want to kill my little teeth.
I've seen the nubs before they put them on and it is like it's kind of creepy. You just look like you've done a lot of meth.
Well,
and then you stick him up
on
in there.
Judge. Anyway, Prince video and all the things. Coolio died. That's what it was.
Coolio's dead. Aaron Judge, home run king, and some dude in a Dante Bichette jersey, according to Rob, had $1 million in his grasp and let it go.
And he appears to know it because he is distraught.
As well, he should be.
All right.
That has to be the easiest way for you to ever get $1 million in your life. Like, you're just sitting at a ball game. And
well, it's not that. I mean, what do you think he had to do to get those tickets?
Well, I mean,
that's like prime zone.
Well, he's probably a season ticket holder, though.
You think?
Right?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I don't know. How this crap works.
Dude, I need a close-up of this because, boy, it just looks like he should have had it. I don't want to call him out saying he should have had it, but it looks, at first glance, I'm watching the replay here, like you got to make that catch. You got to be an athlete, man. You got to reach out and make that grab. When my brother and his wife were at the Kansas City game, Heather caught a foul ball.
Yeah, and the old man tried to grab it out of his hand, out of her hand.
That one wasn't worth $1 million.
What an ass!
You know, people are asses over. Like, there's free T-shirts and free like anything at a concert or a ball game. Dude, it's a whole thing.
Yeah, I'll never forget. I guess it was I think it was an NBA game or an NHL game where Paul McCartney was in the stands.
Yeah. Someone go over Paul McCartney's back?
Dude, Paul McCartney was going crazy for the free T-shirt out of the T-shirt blaster.
Really?
Yes.
Paul McCartney?
Paul McCartney. He's worth $800 million.
And he went crazy over the free gun?
There's video of it. It's like, it became an internet thing because people are like, well, you're Paul McCartney. Like, it's Wells Fargo T-shirt.
What are you doing?
Double XL.
That just goes to show you.
People love.
It doesn't matter.
People love the free T-shirts.
They love free things.
We went down to visit my buddy and Ben this summer, and we went to a Kenny Chesney concert, and we were Public Enemy number one. So it was me and my buddy. He's a bigger guy too, and they were launching the T-shirt cannon, and he caught the very first one that they launched out, and I caught the very last one, standing right next to each other. And let me tell you. There were a lot of drunk, middle-aged people that were none too happy with us.
There's Paul. It's at the Brooklyn Nets game.
Oh, yeah. Look, he wanted that.
He didn't get it, and he was like...
He's like, give it to
me. He's like, that's mine.
What?
Look at him. He's fired up.
Well, like, look. Wow. Like, we all get a little excited when the T-shirt comes our way.
All right, we got to run. Hurricane Talk next on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business.
From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He just stepped out of the shower?
I said he.
Right, okay.
On 1080, The Fan.
Double sun power!
No. I believe that I have Simpruder'd this thing.
Yeah, dude, I'm doing the same thing.
He dropped it.
The like, Bichette guy?
No, yeah.
Because there's two guys. There's actually another guy that gets his glove down there, too.
It looks like, and I looks like he dropped it, because when it hits, it hits and goes down. That doesn't look like it hit the wall and bounced off. Like, it looks like it drops. I think that guy got it. Because, see, you would think that at that angle, it would ricochet harder, but I think it goes down, hits the wall, and then bounces off. I think that guy got a glove on it.
He does have a look on his face, not like, oh, I was so close, like, I felt that ball.
Well, he's going to be interviewed all over the place tomorrow. You know that.
If he didn't get his glove on it, then it was inches below, because I'm going back into the left. It is right below his glove. You've got to make that play. And afterwards, he turns and throws his glove at the guy behind him.
Screw yes, you, man. I know I missed it.
You know, someone was giving him crap. $1 million. And then we've also done some more digging. It turns out that the guy who got the ball is his name's Matt Bushman. He's the Blue Jays bullpen coach. And he played exactly three games in the major leagues for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Three games, two hits, one run, and a 0-0 record. With a nice career ERA of 2.08. Did not make any money. And so now the question becomes, does Matt Bushman get to do whatever he wants with the ball? The Fan would have.
No, he handed it off to the...
Well, I saw that he looked like he just kind of tossed it somewhere.
And then I saw a guy that looked like a Yankee official in Yankee gear with a guy on a cell phone who had the ball in his hand.
Okay. Boy.
I got a question for
you. If you're Bushman, I think you got to hold on to that.
So this Bichette guy.
Yeah.
Would you? It looks like he just, first of all, he looks like a stubby little guy. Like,
yeah.
He's got kind of short, little fat guy arms.
If he had longer arms, I think that's an easier catch.
Right. But if you're him, do you risk going over?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's not even close.
Do you take a lunge for that ball and know?
Yeah, because I'll bet you those
you're taking a header.
Those pitchers down there would do everything to help you.
You got to make a run at it. And you know what?
It's millions.
Your buddy needs to be Johnny on the spot. Someone's got to be grabbing your legs. You got to be doing a lean over the railing, and you got to trust that someone's behind that's got your legs. You got to make a, like, he doesn't really make that great of an effort. He just kind of leans over the railing.
Well, speaking of bad efforts, I'm Zapruder-ing the hell out of it too.
Me too.
There is a Yankee fan that gets totally boxed out.
Yes. Mr. Old?
Yes.
Dude, that guy had a shot at it too if he's got any balls.
But he doesn't.
And his kid's back there too.
Yeah, you got, again, you got to
be. And they all have gloves.
You got to be working your way to the front. Look, all I know is that on a, I think it was a Monday night game, it was a meaningless kick that went over the net, and that Bears fan, remember, he jumped out of his seat mid, like up, jumped out of his seat, caught the ball midair, and then fell down into the tunnel to catch like a meaningless field goal or extra point at a Bears game. And that's for a ball that is means nothing.
Yeah.
And that man was willing to lay it on the line. That right there is the difference between Chicago fan and candy-ass Blue Jay fan. Damn, Canadians are too nice. You got to go over the railing for that.
I also think if you're in that seat, you got to think about that scenario.
Yes.
Like, that was the perfect scenario for
yes.
you. You got to think, okay, if it's coming down and it's a little below the rail, what am I going to do? You know?
And realize that, that
he clearly was not prepared.
Normally, if it goes into the crowd, you're going to have to fight off 20 other people, and you're getting a. Have you seen the guy that caught Maguire's 70th, right? Or might have. I think it was Maguire's 70th. He ended up with a big old black eye. He ended up selling that ball for $3 million. But when he was posing with the ball, he has a big fat shiner because you know someone was at that pile giving him the what, you know, giving you the what for. But he still came away with the baseball. And you remember, like, I just saw this the other day and I hadn't remembered. He was willing to give it to Maguire. So they offered, the Cardinals came up, and I think, I'm pretty sure it was number 70. The Cardinals offered him season tickets, an autographed bat, an autographed jersey, and an autographed ball. And he said, cool, I want to meet Maguire. And Maguire said no. And so the guy was like, okay, I'm going to keep the ball. And 3 months later, he sold it for $3 million.
Really?
Yeah.
Maguire said no?
Maguire said no.
What a bitch.
Yeah. Well, Maguire was kind of a, you know.
All you got to do is meet the guy.
Yeah. Maguire said no. They said that
That's
was
fascinating to
that
me.
Was the offer. And it sounds like the guy was ready to take it. And he just said, I want to meet Maguire. And Maguire was like, no, I'm not doing it. So the kid, it wasn't a kid, but the guy said no. And look up the photo of him. It's hilarious because he's sitting there with a ball like in his little glass case with just this big fat shiner. And I laugh at that every time. But if you're this dude, if you're a, you know, Dante Bichette back here, you would have had it clean. No one would have fought you for it. You lean over.
Well, there was the guy next to him.
Yeah, but you lean over. It hits your glove.
That was it.
That was the best possible scenario.
All right, let's get to hurricane talk, damn it.
Sorry, we got derailed.
We did. Aaron Judge, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about Aaron Judge just hit number 61.
Yes.
And there was a guy who had a damn good look at catching that ball. And
Dante, as we'll call it.
Yeah, Dante. And turns out it ends up as Matt Bushman, who I still think he should have been like, well, you know what? You're going to have to compensate me for this. I'm a freaking bullpen coach, for God's sakes.
All right, here's Patrick with SportsCenter.
Now, from the Fan Sports Desk, a SportsCenter update on 1080 The Fan.
Patrick Harris here with...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right. Can we even say that? I'm going to try it.
Say go for it. It's the best text we've gotten in a while.
I'm not going to hit the dumb.
Okay, here it goes. This is a good text. We were talking about the guy who missed the Aaron Judge home run ball.
And he's in a Bo Bichette jersey.
That guy really bichette the bed.
Bravo! Bravo!
Now, if I get fired for that,
yeah.
Well, it's probably better.
By the way, that's only the... That's the second worst drop of the day. Because I just saw this when I was looking at the Coolio dead story. Remember Mackenzie Scott, the ex of Bezos?
Yes.
Who walked away with like $45 billion? She married a school teacher.
Yeah.
Just some random schnook. School teacher.
From Seattle.
He lost her.
Why?
She filed for divorce today.
Oh, he didn't care.
Oh.
They were married?
Yeah. Oh, there's a prenup.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, then... Either way, like, what do you...
He bricked that. You can't...
I guess you got to stay with her because of the...
Yeah, I mean...
The yacht.
Well, you know? She divorced him, which means he screwed that thing up. Come on, man.
Oh, so you're just saying...
That's the ultimate dropsy. Like, you've been married less than a year and you can't...
Right.
You haven't gotten a chance to experience everything. You're with someone who's worth $40 billion.
Yeah, he must be a real horse's ass.
Seriously. You're talking about this guy who dropped a ball that was maybe worth $1 million. This dude just got dumped by someone that's worth $45 billion. And you're a school teacher, man. That ain't ever coming back. No one's hitting that home run ball your way ever again. He's not a particularly good-looking guy either.
Well, yet another reason the U.S. West Coast is so much better than the East Coast, in my opinion.
Oh, no hurricanes?
No hurricanes.
No.
These are terrifying.
We get earthquakes.
Well, we do get hurricanes. I mean, San Diego had a hurricane, like in the 60s.
Yeah, but it's not really.
But it's not like this.
No,
the whole state of Florida, like there is no part of Florida right now, including most of the panhandle, that is not being affected by this hurricane. It is a massive hurricane.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
Called Ian.
Yeah, I was saying the three-year Letterman on Twitter, if you don't know, he runs the parody account, like the high school legend coach. He's one of the best Twitter follows. And he always talks about his uncle Gary and the fact that the hurricane is Ian. He tweeted out that, what do you have today? He said, my uncle Gary is driving down to Florida as we speak to fight that British hurricane. And then he had another one of the dude out in the ocean riding a jet ski. He just said, Gary has arrived. There were people outside. There's always those dumbasses that in the middle of these things that like take to the high seas.
Well, there was a video of somebody trying to get their yacht out of there.
Yeah, it didn't work.
Oh, it didn't?
No.
It didn't show it on the vid. It just showed them like...
Yeah, they showed them
sailing.
I guess it got swamped later on. At least that's what I saw. That's what people were saying.
Well, nice try.
Yeah, I mean, wouldn't it be smart to get your yacht out of there before the...
I mean, they have known it was coming.
Yes, you know. And
I
get that there's some people that can't get out of the way of a hurricane, but if you have a yacht, I would assume that you have the means to take the yacht somewhere else.
In Tampa, it's really weird. So I guess water...
It's gone. The bay's gone.
...has been sucked out.
Yes.
And there's no water on the coast in Tampa Bay.
No, you can go out for
walk out there.
Yeah, as long as you can see, there's just the bay is... Well, the bay's there. There's just no water in it.
Yeah.
It's fascinating.
I've never seen that.
No, I can't say that.
What's
I have
going on
either.
There? Help me with that one, meteorologist.
I don't know. Where's Willard Scott? There was others. Like, I mean, entire homes were being wiped off their foundations. And even some homes that were built on sticks to try to avoid the hurricane are just being washed away. There were others where they were showing people like in hotels and apartment buildings. And it was already up to the second floor and rising. People were in stairwells thinking that they were safe on the second floor. And they're like, yeah, maybe time to keep going up.
155 mile an hour winds.
Yeah.
At landfall.
Absolutely.
155.
The videos that are coming out of this thing are crazy. And I do love that while people are in danger, our first instinct is hurry, let's get it on film. Hurry, let's record this.
I'd just like to tee it up in 150 mile an hour wind.
Well, is it at my back?
Well, some of the holes, probably.
Look, I'll give you this right now. If you tell me that we're not in danger, right? Like, you give me the guarantee, like, I'm not going to get swept away by the storm. I play that round.
It'd be kind of fun.
I think it'd be kind of awesome.
You'd probably have to putt into the wind. There'd be no way for you to, like, you're not you're not advancing the ball into a 155 mile an hour.
Who says the ball's even stopping?
Well, that's true. Like, how do you even?
I don't know. But wouldn't that be kind of the fun of it? Like, if you and you're only playing nine holes, I'm not getting through 18. But yes,
if they were all downwind, it would be more fun.
Yes,
but if they, because then you could play
like 600 off the tee box.
Yeah, totally.
Except you might be a little out of, you might be OB a lot.
Yeah, you're, you wouldn't find your ball.
Yeah, you're piping that thing down the middle, and then you look up and you're like,
your ball would end up in Georgia.
Yeah. Like, I've always said that I don't want to be in like in a flood or anything. That's not. But I've always been fascinated, like, whenever you see, like, the aftermath of the floods, where it's just some dude. Like, I think it would be, to make the best out of a bad situation, I've always thought it'd be interesting to, like, get a little, like, rowboat and then just cruise down, like, Broadway, like, downtown Portland. You're just, like, rowing down there, like, going through the middle of a big, giant city, you're just in your little boat. I always think that, that's fascinating.
I have a whitewater raft, and yeah. I desperately want to just get some buddies on there in a cooler and just cruise down Main Street. Just,
what else are you doing?
Yeah, like we're not going anywhere.
We got PFDs on, so, like, officer, we're being safe.
Yeah.
None of us have paddles in our hands, so you can't get a buoy.
We're just kind of, are they really handing out buoys at that point? Like, it's the aftermath of a hurricane. I'll tell you what, if you give me a ticket for drinking some Coors when I'm on my boat in the middle of a, you know, like, Broadway, come on. There's bigger fish to fry.
Now, would you live in the Caribbean and take your chances?
Yes.
You would?
Yeah.
Because I don't think I would live down there with these.
I kind of want, I mean,
with these hurricanes.
My dream, and I'll never have the money to do it, I'm a Key West guy.
Well, look, there's a lot of places that are like Key West where you aren't going to get murdered by a hurricane.
Yeah, on the Pacific Ocean.
I mean,
Pacific Ocean sucks.
Well, but it's not like Key West. Yeah, right. You can't get in the water.
No.
It is different. But I'm saying there's a lot of places in the world that you could live where you're not going to have to worry about the hurricane every year. And these are getting worse.
Yeah.
Every year.
I know.
They said there's zero power in Cuba right now.
Yeah.
Zero.
Yeah, it's completely gone. Well, and a couple years ago, St. John's was basically wiped off the map.
Yeah, and Haiti.
Yeah.
It's
spooky
stuff.
No joke.
I don't think I would live there.
Well, and this is my thing. Like I said, it's a financial thing. Do I have the ability to?
No.
Yeah, then no. If it's just me and I'm taking my life savings and I'm building, no, that's not where I would choose to go. But, like, if you're Kenny Chesney, something tells me, yeah, you know, when the hurricane hits, he gets on his plane and goes somewhere else. And I love that part of the world. It's just, you're right. If you're a regular guy,
it's tough, man.
Especially with everything that we know is coming down the road.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, you're in the Cannonball Alley there.
Yeah, there aren't a lot of areas that I would absolutely not live due to weather.
Yeah.
That's one of them.
Yeah. It's
that and anywhere super cold. So I guess there are a lot of areas that I wouldn't live due to weather.
But I always say that this too, like, they tell us that the one thing that's going to really kick some people in the balls is one day when the earthquake hits out here.
Yeah.
You know,
that's true.
That is not an if, it's a when.
Yeah.
And we don't know when. It could be in our
life. Overdue.
It could be, exactly, but in geological terms, being overdue could mean it happens 1,000 years from now or it happens 5 years from now. But, I mean, no matter where you live, it's a little dodgy. But to your point, it feels like the hurricane thing is every single year. And, yes, they are getting worse and worse and worse. Although I did see some wonderful people, because I guess there's only like 4 or 5 hurricanes that have ever made land that have been stronger than this.
Right.
And one of them was like in 1935, and people are like, oh, where's your global warming now?
Oh, one of them was in 35.
Yeah,
I thought they were all like in the last 5 or 6 years.
No, one of them was like in the olden days. Of course, then we had a lot of geniuses online that wanted to point to that one and be like, oh, it's getting worse, huh? All right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All right. Well, prayers up.
Suddenly, Rob can bring a Category 5 hurricane back to talking about golf.
Isn't that interesting, though?
Absolutely.
Like, having to hit a golf shot in 155-mile-an-hour winds.
And some bros had their game of hacky that was canceled. Are you down there trying to play some frisbee golf?
Oh, here's the replay again. Boy, that really was close.
Yeah. I think that dude dropped it. I think it hit his glove.
All right. John, he went to Salina.
Yeah, we still need the recap.
And I think we need the recap next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Isn't there a John open?
Yeah, I think we got him anyways.
How many beers do you think Patrick's had?
I said 2 to 3 today.
No, I shared 2.
What are we doing here? Is John there?
John's here. Yeah, I just missed the intro.
Oh. Hey, what's going on?
What's up?
Are we here? I'm screaming into the void again. There's no noise. There's no song. There's no music. There's no anything.
Look, things are rough right now. Hey, how was your trip to Salina? Let's get a recap.
Oh, it was phenomenal.
Yeah.
It was as described. Look, you can't just come home and recover from a trip to Salina.
No.
You gotta, like, it's like when you're deep sea diving and you have to come up in stages so that you don't get the oxygen or the nitrogen bubbles in your blood.
Yeah,
that
the
burns.
Bends.
Like, you have to decompress slowly when you return from the All American City, and that's kind of what I'm doing right now. I'll be honest, right now I miss it a little bit.
Yeah, it's very. Well, how would you describe it?
It's bigger than I thought. Like, over the years, I've sort of, and I don't know if the listeners are like this or Jay, if you're like this, but I sort of had the impression it was just a small town in the middle of nowhere,
yeah.
Kansas.
But, yeah.
But it's not at all. Like, it's a full-on.
There's about 50,000 people live there. Yeah. Yeah,
when you think
you're from a small town in Kansas, yeah, I get it.
Yeah,
you think of like
I was kind of thinking like one little main street,
yeah,
and like
no,
a you know something like that. Like
no,
there's one doctor there who's like 1,000 years old.
We have a Dairy Queen. We actually have 2 of them.
Dairy Queens.
It's a big city. It was very nice, very clean,
yeah.
And like we were driving to Roth's house, and just a beautiful. Like again, you sort of in your mind and Roth plays it up and sells it, but I pictured like the house in Hoosiers, like out in the middle of a cornfield, and there's just a little old farmhouse, and Ma and Pa Ropper in the rocking chairs. But beautiful neighborhood, really nice houses, and we get to the Ropp Estates and Midwestern hospitality all day long. It was really nice. I really enjoyed Salina, Ropp. It was a very cool city to be in, very clean, lots to do.
Yeah, there is a lot to
do. I would go back. I would go back and just spend more.
Look,
my wife and I were like, I wish we had more time in Salina.
Right. No one believes me, but it is not a bad time.
I like that John's planning his retirement. He's like, well, maybe Salina.
Dude, I'm telling you, it is not bad.
This is 100% true, Jay. While we were there, Heather started looking like, I wonder what it costs to live by a house in Salina.
I love that.
I'm like, we're not doing it, but. No, it was awesome. So we went to Rob's house, and his parents were great, Jay. It was everything.
Yeah.
You and I have joked a million times about just showing up at Rob's house, and you wonder what that would be like. It was awesome. Like, they invited us in. We hung out. I laid on the carpet. Jack gave us a tour. We went downstairs into the den. He's showing us pictures of baby Rob and stuff. He's a Dodgers fan, so he had some old Brooklyn Dodgers stuff, and it was funny because his Mama Rock was just mortified that Jack was showing us around because she was terrified that the house was yours.
Right.
Yeah.
And Jack at one point's like, nobody's been in this house for weeks. There's no dirt. There's no anything. Like, be quiet, woman. And he just led us around.
That's the way we do it in Kansas. Be quiet, woman.
Shush.
And then a couple of my favorites, like I wanted to see the childhood bedroom. Like I wanted to see where Little Rock, you know, cut his teeth.
Pulled his pud.
And Jack's like, well, it's right over there. And we go over there and Jack goes, of course it doesn't look like it did when he was a kid anymore. None of his stuff's in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Mom took it over. It's a computer room with a bunch of antiques.
Yeah.
But
yeah, it's a kid's room.
I will say from the photos, the green shag carpeting, by the way, has to be the highlight. I mean, but the random bric-a-brac, just like the porcelain, like figurines and whatnot, is like a time capsule from like 1984.
Dude, I didn't tweet this out at all. I think I sent it to you guys, but like we go down into the den and it's like Jack's man cave, and I'm like, what greatness goes on down here? And I see the TV, right? And like the TV is, it might have been Rock's childhood TV.
It definitely was.
It's like a 19-inch color, I believe. It weighs 700 pounds.
Yeah,
there's it's like a Zenith.
The VCR, it is.
The VCR is still plugged in with those cords. Like one cord is red and one is yellow into the front of the TV. And I'm just like, this is where greatness happens. Every night, Jack comes down here and watches his program.
You know, this is a true story. That television is where I watched, sitting on my dad's lap, Kirk Gibson hit the home run against the A's. I'm not kidding.
On that TV.
On that television. Yeah. Well, that was 1980. What year was that? 87?
88.
So I was 12 or 13, so maybe I wasn't on his lap. Maybe I misremember that. That'd be a little weird. But we did. That was that TV. And by the way, I got to tell you about the neighborhood, too. That house is a very, modest home. You know,
yeah,
as you could tell, but the rest of the houses around it, like that's the country club area. We bought the worst house in the nicest neighborhood.
The way to do it.
It's there, great.
There are some very, very nice houses in that neighborhood for sure. And the Rapp Estates was fantastic. And we went outside and Jack wanted to play wiffle ball, or in the catch back where Isaac played wiffle ball. And he was, like, you could just tell he was having fun. He was telling me stories, and the boys used to play here, and Rob had these friends that would come over, and he didn't like this one guy, and he liked this other guy, and we tried to get his mom to come outside. She didn't get around so well anymore, so she didn't come outside with us, but I said, look, I came all this way. Can we have a catch right here on the shag carpet? And she said, I think I'd be up for that if I don't have to get out of my chair.
And she did?
I said, nope. And she sat in her chair, and I gave her a glove, and I tossed her the ball, and she's like, "I did it." And she said, "Yep."
Did it look like Sister Jean's first pitch?
No, she was much better than that. She was much better than that.
The Mom Pa Rapp are national treasures.
They really are. They are American treasures, and I'm glad that that was on display for everyone to see.
Yeah, they took us to dinner, and then Jack gave us a tour. Why don't you hop in our car? I'll show you around the corner.
That's right. And
we drove around. We saw the art murals on the corn silos. We saw the high school where Pop went to high school.
Yes.
We saw the best place in town to get a burger and a milkshake and stop for dessert. We had frozen custard with the Rapps. And then the best part at the end of the night is about 9:30, 10 o'clock. We've been with the Rapps for several hours, and we finally we're kind of done, and I said, hey, I better let you guys get home. Sorry to keep you up so late. And Jack looks at me and goes, late? I'm just getting started.
I
love it. Thank you.
No, thank you guys. They were awesome.
All right, have a good night.
Jack Roberts ready for a milkshake.
I'm just getting started. That's right.
Just getting warmed up.
Parties. All right, we're out of here. Dan Lanning on our show tomorrow. 3-7 on The Fan. Good night.
Ships of Spain, red ships of Spain.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.